I'm Bob Doty reporting. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says tests on a mass removed from his liver reveal he has melanoma, usually a type of skin cancer, and this has spread from his liver to his brain. At first, I thought it was confined to my liver and that the operation had completely removed it, so I was quite relieved. But Mr. Carter says his positive outlook changed later that same day when a further test revealed tumors in his brain. Thursday, at the Carter Center Auditorium in Atlanta, Georgia, the 39th U.S. president answered extensive questions about his well-being and his outlook as he begins a regimen of radiation treatment and drugs to combat the cancer. The United States is backing the International Atomic Energy Agency's ability to probe Iran's alleged past efforts to build a nuclear bomb after a leaked IAEA memo shows the agency will let Iran carry out its own inspections.
We have full confidence in the IAEA and in the inspection regimen that they will establish and set up to make sure that Iran cannot achieve nuclear weapons capability. We're very comfortable with the arrangements.
That's John Kirby of the State Department. He said he could not comment on what he says is a purported draft document by the IAEA. The Associated Press said Wednesday it has seen what it calls a secret agreement between Iran and the IAEA and endorsed by the six world powers that negotiated the nuclear agreement with Iran, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the U.S. AP says under the agreement, Iran itself will send its own inspectors and equipment to the Parchin nuclear site, where Iran has been suspected of trying to develop a nuclear weapon. This is VOA News. The United States purportedly is blocking military aid to Pakistan because